This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 6, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, the ballot question to decide the fate of Salem's Sanctuary for Peace ordinance has finally been released, allowing supporters and opponents to launch their campaigns. Supporters of the ordinance have started branding their campaign as Yes on One, announced through social media postings on and after Labor Day. There's been no official announcement from opponents, but one poster was already urging voters to vote no. The city council voted 7-4 earlier this year to pass an ordinance affirming the city's current practice of not questioning people's immigration status during routine interactions, such as when someone calls the police or another city department. It does not prevent police from cooperating with immigration officials in criminal matters. Within 20 days of the ordinance's passage, opponents of it and residents seeking to have a say in the matter filed a petition to force the issue onto this November's election ballot. Until now, however, neither side has been able to distribute signs or campaign materials advocating for a yes or no vote because the language of the ballot question wasn't available. Without that, it was unclear whether voting yes would support the sanctuary ordinance or support the petition that opposed it. More in the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. In Lynn politics, there is a push for a series of debates for councilor-at-large candidates. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, the call goes out in the city of Lynn. Let the debates begin. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that Jamie Figueroa, a candidate for councilor-at-large, is calling for 5 forums where hopefuls can make their case. Quote, time to bring the candidates forward to share their ideas and values with the residents of Lynn, who desperately need to hear what they have to say in order to make an informed decision at the ballot box, he said. The 28-year-old Suffolk University student is one of 8 candidates vying for 4 seats. The field includes incumbents Buzzy Barton, Brian LaPierre, and Hong Nett, and challengers Brian Field, Richard Ford, John Ladd, and Tasso Nicolopoulos. Figueroa said the candidate forum should be about the issues facing the city. They should be held citywide with 2 weekends of notice advance of the elections of November 7th. Field said, the more debates, the better. I can't wait for the debates, he said. It will help voters to decide who can best serve the city. In the past, Field said that he has participated in debates held by community organizations, including the Lynn Museum. Quote, I will attend any debate that I'm invited to, he said. They tend to be hosted by a neutral organization, not a specific candidate. Ladd said he thinks the debates are a great idea. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill, thank you very much. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, dreamers in Lynn, like 19-year-old Lisette Orellana, who came to the country more than a decade ago after fleeing gang violence in her native El Salvador, could be facing nightmares after President Donald Trump ordered an end to a 5-year program that shields young, undocumented immigrants from deportation. She's quoted as saying, hearing the news, I just had a breakdown and I couldn't believe it. I still had a little hope that Trump was going to leave the program alone. The program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, was established by executive authority from President Barack Obama and has given nearly 800,000 young immigrants a reprieve from deportation. Trump ordered an end to the program with a 6-month delay on Tuesday, with plans to phase out DACA on March 5, 2018. Orellana, a Lynn resident and North Shore Community College student, came to the United States alone and as an undocumented immigrant when she was just 8 years old. She said her mother came to the country first and paid a coyote, that is, someone hired to smuggle people across borders when she had enough money to bring her daughter into the country. Much more in the story written by Gayla Colley in today's Item Live. Paul Layton writes that one of Beverly's downtown hotspots is about to get cooler. Officials at the Cabot Performing Arts Center announced Tuesday the nonprofit theater has raised $1.7 million to install a new air conditioning system in the nearly century-old building. The theater also announced it will be completely renovating the Cabot Street Bar, which opened in July right next to the theater in the same building. The two projects represent more progress at the Cabot. The vaudeville-era theater saved from potential demolition when it was purchased by a group of local businessmen in 2014. Casey Soward is quoted as saying, "We're committed to being open 12 months per year, and we've got to do that no matter how cold or hot it is outside." He is the executive director of the building. Soward says the building's HVAC system dates to the 1960s and is on its last legs. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Paul Layton. And John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, Peabody Festival organizers are prepping for launch this weekend, and what better pairing for the city's biggest event of the year than a big block party downtown. The 34th annual International Festival will kick off Friday night with a pop-up pub along Chestnut Street next to City Hall, featuring live music from Boston area cover band Red Square, an Ipswich Ale beer truck, and light fare from the Next Mex Thing restaurant and Bella and Harvey Bakery. So again, that's going to be Ipswich Ale beer truck, the Next Mex Thing restaurant, and Bella and Harvey Bakery all available. The party goes from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday. The festival itself, a celebration of Peabody's diverse ethnic heritage that typically draws tens of thousands of people from all over the North Shore, is slated for Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. More on this story written by John Castelluccio in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
This is St. Mary's boys soccer coach Mike D'Agostino. Just got off with scores. St. Mary's beat Lynn English 3-1 today in a Lynn City tournament. Chris Garcia got 2 goals and 1 assist. PBD native Thiago de Oliveira got 1 goal and 1 assist. And Swampscott native Aiden O'Brien scored 1 assist. St. Mary's will be playing Lynn Classical on Saturday night at 7:30. Thank you.